This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
You big stupid Mrs. Motherfucking Bobbin. Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock.
What's your language, you bud? We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Suck on it.
Ham radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back. I did scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me.
Ooh. I will be your mega church. Yeah!
I think you broke your nose on that one.
Good evening, everybody.
Hello.
How are you today?
I am pretty good. It's the Ham Radio Show live on the Unfiltered Radio Network.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I swear to Christ,
no,
it is.
Not.
I swear to Joel Olstein, it is.
I feel very sorry.
We all can't be a perfect sex beast like you, Billy.
No, is he a sex beast? No, hunk of man.
Hunk of man today.
Says Giggles.
It's usually sex.
Sex E. Sex E. It's got a Y.
Oh, sorry. Sex E.
Yeah.
718-577-1389. It is the Ham Radio Show. Part of the problem, not the solution. Good evening, everybody.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
I can throw out some other nicknames. You guys don't want to jump in. The Young Crown Kings of Reality Radio.
Oh, you never know when you will stop.
I'll try. Scott's in there. Mike's in there. Joe's in there. Mark's in there. Giggles is in there. Bisexual Marcus is in there.
Is there a Bob in there?
The motherfucking legend of porn.
Yeah.
Evan motherfucking Stone is in the building listening to the show.
Hello,
please. And he just commented, Evan, oh my God, you're live. Oh my God, we are live. Sir, call in. Why the hell not? 718-577-1389. I will love to have Evan Stone on the phone.
That's right.
That motherfucker's hysterical. And he liked our comment, or somebody liked our comment. I don't know. Shit's happening all over the place.
I don't know.
But you can also hit us on the Facebook Live suite. It's fully active and ready to go, just like Evan Stone did, kids.
Yeah.
You can do that. When you're done playing with your dick, can come over here to the beautiful, scenic, amazingly adjusted for you Facebook Live suite.
I want some dick.
If you want some dick, we got it.
Yeah.
We got it for you.
Billy's got it.
It's okay. What? Evan Stone, he's at work right now. He's probably balls deep in a chick, and he can't speak on the phone, but at least we're having a dialogue together. And Evan Stone is at least, he has an excuse. The man has a better job than each of us here.
Yeah.
Okay? He's probably right now getting teabagged on his phone
because
they're only shooting down at her mouth. So he's on his phone watching the most dangerous 2 hours in radio today, the Ham Radio Show.
They've got a great job. I'm going to go to work today. What do you do when you work? Get laid.
Getting laid.
It's like one job, man.
Evan has a great life.
It's like being a mattress tester. You sleep.
Why have they never shot a porn in a mattress?
I don't know. They should.
They do shit in bathrooms and kitchens, furnished basements, but never in a mattress store.
Yeah. Just think of how many mattresses are in there. You can film like multiple scenes at one time.
And you can also trampoline over into a vagina.
Oh, we had a screenplay.
Like bouncy, bouncy, bouncy.
We had a screenplay for church, remember? We were doing it in church.
We have tons of screenplays. I can write a porn.
Scenario, yeah.
I would like Evan Stone to star in the porn.
That's right.
We can get Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
We can get a bunch of the girls from the Bunny Ranch.
Billy
can be in it. Sure. Rock hard, sexy hunk.
You always told me you wanted to do one, but
I want to do a porn.
You do? Yeah.
Sure.
I do.
Yeah.
By the way, Nick, the CUNT, the Canadian Unified Network Technician, says he can't talk right now while munching some vag. That's what Evan is
doing. Is that what he's doing?
That's what he's saying.
Oh, I thought Nick was doing it.
No, he's saying that Evan's doing it.
If Nick was doing it, he would have died.
The last time Nick saw a vagina, he was coming out of it. Okay? Come on, let's be fucking honest. Last time he touched a clit, he was holding on for dear life as the doctor was pulling from the other end.
Hello, folks.
Yeah. Come on now, people.
Hey, Giggles, to answer your question, you buy the tomatoes. Yeah, I'll do it.
Wait, who's talking? Giggles wants sauce?
Yeah.
Oh, she wants... No, Danny. I don't think you understand what she's saying.
Yeah.
She said hashtag Danny sauce. She wants a little bit of your zippity-doo-dah.
What's the matter?
She wants some Danny sauce, is what she's saying.
Well, I want the sexy, tomatoes.
The sexy hunky.
The sexy beast only has a certain amount of sauce to go around.
Shooting out blanks.
I don't know if he's shooting out blanks, but he's not shooting out some sauce. You shoot sauce when you're shooting blank. She does not shoot in good sauce.
Yeah, he shoots
it's not
sauce.
A full of
you
rich
better go
sauce.
See a doctor.
You better go see a doctor. If it comes out like fucking tomatoes, first off, you got a little bit of a problem.
There's something wrong there.
Something's disconnected. You might want to go call Evan because he'll fucking tell you.
Messy. Exactly, Nick. What vag Joe?
Vag.
He ain't getting any.
Yes. Yeah. I don't think, Nick, when was the last time you saw, do you go to strip clubs in Canada? Like, do you like? Cause I would have to see pussy.
You got a sister?
At least see pussy.
If you got a
why would he look at his sister?
Well, he could sneak up on her, you know?
Excuse me, sis. Just want to know if I could stare at your fucking box.
That's a little creepy.
I was just not a
little.
That's how young guys
creepy.
Find Joe out
has,
about
Joe
it.
Has a sister, but I don't want to bring that up.
Yeah, but that's how young guys find out about it. You know, we don't... You know.
Dude, my first vagina I ever saw was not my sister's.
Well...
Nor was it my mother's before someone else threw it in there.
You never snuck up on your sister while she was in the shower?
Never did. Never. Not a day in my life.
I bet you she snuck up on you.
As much as I do enjoy, by the way, like that ancestral porno stuff, like the fucking the stepbrother, stepsister, stepmom, stepfather, stepson, all that kind of porn. I love that. I can't do it. I would never do it in real life. Like sometimes there's sister porn that they say it's your stepsister, and then she starts going, but I'm your sister.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, I'm halfway fucking going with this, so screw it. I'm not going to stop. But that's the only time. I can't actually, would never physically fuck either one of my sisters.
There was a joke like that one time.
I'm your sister.
I'm your sister. I'm your sister.
The guy puts it in the girl and she goes, oh, brother. He goes, oh, I can't fuck you. You're my sister.
Get out.
Okay.
See, Marcus said, oh my God, thank you, Ed.
Shut the fuck up.
Joe, they called you a creepy bastard, just so you know.
Who said that?
I turned your mic off, but they called you a creepy bastard.
No.
Bisexual Marcus called you a creepy bastard.
I didn't say
and that guy got jerked off by a stranger
in
a theater.
Wow, can you imagine?
Just saying. And he called you a creepy bastard.
Right.
Just saying.
We're all creepy.
No, I'm just saying, you know, young kids do, you know, you have that.
You're talking.
Young kids do the darndest things.
That you're curiosity, talking like 1-2-year-olds.
Well, no,
stuff.
I'm not talking about. I'm talking about
like when they're little kids.
When you're 7 or 8 years old and you just started to
all right.
say, what is that thing I have between my legs? How come she don't have it?
I did. I would ask my sisters where their penises were when I was a kid, and they say Pac-Man bit them off.
Yeah, really?
I shit you not. That was the conversation.
Pac-Man.
I saw my sister one time. She was on.
This explains a lot.
My sister was on the bowl peeing.
Yeah.
And I asked, why do girls have to sit down? I was a little kid like that. I didn't see their pussies, though.
Yeah.
I asked, why were you. And she goes, Pac-Man bit it off. And that's. I always remember that. I remember my sister sitting on the bowl taking a leak, and that's what it was. I remember that. Ooh. I would never go, hey. While we're down there, let me just see your piss flaps.
Yeah, well, you know.
I didn't fucking do that. Marcus also says he loves incest porn. Loves it.
Yeah.
Was always ashamed
you got a sister,
of like, Marcus. I was always ashamed of liking it, but yeah, would never fuck my sister. Absolutely.
No, look, we don't.
I don't
do
want
it.
To fuck my sister. I think first off, none of those chicks are my sister that I've jerked off to.
Absolutely.
Let's point that out.
How about a cousin? Because.
Oh, I have.
Marcus would say he would fuck.
I have issues. I have cousins. I would definitely fuck.
Oh, sure.
There's not a doubt in my mind.
Your godmom's okay because if they're not like technically related to you.
And my god, but dude, I have. I love the ones where the aunt. There's one with Nina Hartley.
Mm-hmm.
Comes over. The nephew was jerking off in the bed. She comes in. She's the aunt. All right, and the aunt was Nina Hartley, and the aunt wanted to fuck me. I'm gonna fuck her.
Yeah, right.
I'm not gonna even second guess it. Would not second guess it.
But what has
I have
Nina
no aunt
Hartley done?
What? No, that was just true. I understand.
Think she's
that.
Covered every possible scenario.
I get that, but I have
that's
never
filmable in porn.
But I have no. I don't have a family member. There are a couple of cousins that if they came in and walked in on me jerking off and said, "Hey, can I help you with that?" I'm gonna say okay.
Especially if they're like a second or third generation cousin, you know, it's down the line.
I have cousins.
Because if it's up there,
I don't
like
even want
like,
to say this. I want to say this out loud.
If it's up there, it's a little. I don't know.
I don't want to say it out loud just in case my cousin's listening. Though that's the problem. I have cousins that I wouldn't even say were cousins per se. Right.
Sure.
Yeah. That, but they're cousins.
I got a lot.
They
of those,
just show up on a holiday.
Yeah, but I. Oh, my God! There's one especially. And she shall remain nameless.
Marcus says he feels like we're bonding. This is amazing.
Dude, I said, besides the bisexual shit.
Yeah.
Because I've never wanted to touch a cock, like jerk one off, suck one.
You sure?
I've never wanted to. I don't mind. I'll admire a cock.
What about your
own? Everyone on this show knows I'm okay with my masculinity enough to go, nice dick. Good job.
That's really funny.
I will fucking say, I will applaud a penis. I will not touch one.
Yes.
Like if Danny went, Eddie, you know, we've been friends for 20-something fucking years. I mean, can you just jerk me off? I wouldn't do it.
What if it was a life and death situation or something?
Then Danny's dying.
You're gonna die, man.
Danny pulled gauze out of my asshole.
See?
That was about the extent of what we'll do. Like if Danny...
That's a friend, man.
If Danny was bleeding, I'd save his life.
Would,
if Danny went, I have this erection that won't go down unless you jerk me off. I'm not... Danny's dying. But I did say, besides the bisexuality,
cool
Marcus is me and I am Marcus.
Okay.
Marcus is my black,
poor
the
guy.
Black version of me.
He's a clone.
Marcus, you're doomed.
He loves everything I love.
Oh, poor Marcus.
Besides cock. With the exception.
Yeah. You are fascinated by penis.
I'm fascinated by penises. Let me tell you why. I don't have a huge one. And I think it's a mythos that women tell themselves that they like giant. We'll talk to Lux Suicide, by the way, who's coming on at 6:30. We'll talk to her because the whole show that they're doing at Caroline's, hashtag the social hour, if I'm correct, that's the name of it, at Caroline's Comedy Club on...
Nice tits.
Next Wednesday. She has very nice tits. She has small tits, but they're pretty. All that whole mythos that I think women tell each other because they watch, you know, they watch porn, they discuss shit. I think that that whole mythos makes me even, I question dick. I look at, I, there are women that come on this show and have told us that size doesn't matter, Danny.
You turn to Billy and say, I can see Alberto Del Rio's big dick.
Yeah, because Alberto Del Rio got a big cock. I'll fucking say it. Dude, I was watching Bachelor Party last night.
Oh.
An amazing R-rated comedy.
Yeah, really.
Tom Hanks at his finest.
Cleveland wins the pennant.
Yeah, all right. Outstanding, right?
Yeah.
They go to Chippendales. Nick the Dick, that whole scene, Nick the Dick,
yeah,
where the Chippendales guy takes his dick, puts it in the hot dog roll, and gives it to the mother-in-law.
That's great.
Okay?
Right.
They all applaud the dick. How come back in the 80s we could go, that's an amazing dick.
That's wonderful.
Good job. And then just move about a day.
Yeah.
Danny's so apprehensive about dick, he can't even go,
I will recognize.
You're gay.
I was sitting there.
Or you're bisexual.
And if I watch more, I'll be like, damn, that's a big dick. Like Tommy Lee, man's fucking hung like a horse.
But
I'm coming there.
Right.
But I'm not going to go to Billy. If Billy, like, you know, they should really shouldn't have fucking HD in wrestling because I could see Alberto Del Rio.
Dude, I can see. Dude, like, I can see what religion the motherfucker was. Come on.
He was wearing
tight fucking.
That's just not something that's going to come out of my mouth.
Really?
Wait, you're saying that dick would not come out of your mouth, Danny?
Yes.
Point for you. Point dick will.
The big fat D is so hairy. It's got one eye
and two big balls. But yeah, besides that, I think that it is the.
Tennis, anyone?
I think that bisexual Marcus is like, he's my doppelganger. He's the black version of me. He is.
Poor guy.
That's off? As far as you two go from Nick, by the way. What are you asking, Danny?
I'm trying to see who's Marcus whacking off to last night.
Dude, Alexis Fox, F-A-F-A-W-X. Somebody Google it and find out who that is. Had a nice piece. Had a nice wank to her last night. Love that old chick with her big ass and fake titties.
Ooh.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
I'm, by the way, I was telling Joe this, I'm in love with Demi Lovato.
Yes, yes.
I'm infatuated. She
is
should
she
get
of age now?
Let me tell you right now, Demi Lovato, she's totally of age.
Because wasn't she part of like all those...
When she was doing coke and punching out a Jonas kids. Brother, she was of age. Let me tell you right now, Billy, she should get a restraining order.
Yeah.
I'm not threatening her life. I'm just saying I love her so much that there should be a problem. Wow, that's some nice titties. Who's that? That's Fox? Alexis Fox?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's who Marcus
put it up to the camera. Show the people over there. Yeah. Alexis Fox on Danny's phone.
Yeah.
Wait, there it is. She got nice tits. Yeah. You have some nice tits, Alexis Fox.
You should sneak into her shower.
I would love to sneak into her shower. Now, see, I guess if my sister looked like that, maybe. I don't know.
Joe, did you watch Psycho recently? His fascination with showers.
You know, the truth of the matter is, if you hung out in there long enough...
Nothing you say is ever the truth of the matter.
No.
Did you ever notice that? When you start off the conversation, Joe, with, you know the truth of the matter is, it, from you, it's never the truth of the matter.
Well, I learned that from Uncle Whitey.
Yeah, so Uncle Whitey... Marcus,
fishing for whitefish.
Goddamn, Lovato is so fucking hot. Would stalk her. I would totally. Demi Lovato to me is everything. She's everything. She's got the body. I love the fact that she's not fucking skin and bones. I love the fact that she's not like that Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
fucking,
really.
You know, like that. You know that thing with the girl. That's what the girl like, and not Taylor Swift. I don't give a fuck about Taylor.
No,
Swift.
Taylor Swift makes me look fat.
She needs a sandwich.
Yeah. How'd that guy ever grab her ass? It's impossible.
He totally missed. There was no way he grabbed her ass.
There's no ass there.
We were also discussing this before
the
show.
That's probably what it is. The wind probably felt the wind, you know?
We were discussing this before the show, me and Joe.
Yeah.
If somebody grabbed your ass, I was reading the court thing again, because that guy's name came up again in a conversation.
Just in case you're in court, you and know how to defend
yourself. Well, I want to say, Miss Lovato, let me bring you over to the Exhibit A, the Taylor Swift lawsuit.
Where's the fingerprints?
If someone grabbed your ass, like she described, okay, you would stand there resolute and not say anything?
There's no fussing, no fidgeting,
nothing.
And keep that smile.
Yeah, according to her, he palmed her ass, like full cheek.
Yeah.
Supposedly her naked ass, because that's what she said. Her words, not mine, Demi Lovato. God fucking
damn. What does she look
like?
I don't even really
know who she is. No, get her... Get, Danny, get the from the new video she has.
Oh, there's a new video.
Sorry, not sorry. Ooh. She's in a fucking jacuzzi with bubbles.
Ooh.
And not the chimp. Yeah. I mean real bubbles. And let me tell you, holy shit.
I knew what bubbles
oh
was.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That was distributed. I lived next door.
Yeah.
Who else is in there, Jerome? Taylor Swift has ascended to full-on cunt mode. Well, good for her. Speaking of, by the way, celebrities, did anybody watch that Whitney documentary?
No, but I wanted to.
Now, the let me tell you why. Yeah. The only reason why I got hooked in it is because as soon as I turned it on, didn't turn it on from the beginning. I'm flipping around.
Yeah.
It's on Showtime.
Yeah.
And I'm flipping around. So go on Showtime on demand.
What's
to
it
watch
called?
It.
Whitney what?
Can I Be Me?
Oh, okay.
Because supposedly that was her saying.
I can't swim?
She's not the only Houston underwater.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Can you put that up somewhere? Look at that.
Did they blame Bobby Brown for her condition, or was it his fault?
No. Wait. That's not even a fuck Bobby Brown. He's later on in the documentary.
Okay.
Let's start where we're going to start in the beginning.
Okay.
Cleveland.
Now, I'm flipping
1942.
Through. Wait. The whole point of Can I Be Me was the whole, like, okay, yeah, she wanted to be more urban in her music. I got that.
Yeah.
And they manufactured this sweeter than bubblegum aspect, kind of like, I want to dance with somebody. Hey, that one?
Sure.
Okay. But we all knew that, right? That you kind of knew that going in. Did you know that she was bisexual?
No.
Did you know that she had a girlfriend the whole fucking time she was married to Bobby Brown?
Wow.
That stayed on the fucking... She's in the documentary.
Wow.
It's not like the girl's not fucking there.
Were there any photos or anything like that?
Fuck photo? No, of her what? Eating box?
Yeah,
no,
sure.
No. This is... But the chick is in the... The chick is...
No movies?
She's in the documentary, so it's not even like... They fucking hit it. She's in the documentary. They discuss her being... First, they call her gay.
Yeah.
Then someone says she's bisexual because at the end of the day, she did fuck Bobby Brown, have a kid.
Yeah.
She was married. So she liked... Just like bisexual Marcus, she liked the dick and the pussy.
Yeah, okay.
So maybe we should just start calling bisexual Marcus Whitney. Yeah.
She didn't...
Oh, there's the picture of Demi. Good job, Danny.
Yeah.
Oh, God, so fucking hot. New video. Sorry, not sorry.
Mm.
Holy shit, so fucking hot.
Care,
throughout the whole
don't
video.
Care.
Oh no, you should care. This is good. This is good whacking material. The other point that I'm trying to get to is that I did not know that she was bisexual.
No.
Nor do I care. Like I don't go I care. The only reason why I care is because then they interview they show an interview that Oprah
Oprah.
Yes.
How'd Oprah get in this?
Wait,
she's in everything.
No, they showed an interview that Oprah did with Sissy Houston.
Okay.
Or CeCe, what was Whitney's mom's name?
CeCe,
right? So CeCe Houston is talking to her, and she goes, would you have cared if, and now this must have been after, obviously, she was dead.
Oh, okay.
Would you have cared if your daughter was gay? And because they're so fucking religious, she goes, yes, I would have totally cared. I would have not talked to my daughter. Nothing. And then it's like, you lived, it's such a hypocritical fucking answer. Because you knew this girl was not hidden. This girl was definitely in a relationship with
Whitney.
It was probably hidden from her mother.
The activities were hidden.
She didn't see the sex, Bill. You sit at this side
of the room. I'll sit on that side of the room. We're just good friends. We always hang out together.
But Billy, everybody, there's a scuttlebutt around. No one's keeping their mouth shut.
Right.
All right? So we know, maybe CeCe's not seeing...
Right.
The box eating.
Yeah.
But she knows that something's a fucking foot. She knows that something's going on.
I don't think it was a topic of conversation.
But just because she was, we never knew it. But I think, honestly, but that's where I believe, though, to please the mother.
Yeah.
Yes, she hit it off with Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Okay? That's established in the documentary as well. They fell in love. Had a...
The Coke party?
No. The Coke party, that's when they really fell in love.
Wow.
But they met each other at some award show.
Yeah.
And then they...
At New Kids on a Block show.
No, an award show.
Same shit.
No.
Yeah.
Stop helping. You didn't watch it. So at this award show, they fell in love or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Ooh.
But I honestly think that she kind of stayed with
the
Bobby...
Golden spoon.
...throughout all the bullshit. Because...
Yeah, really?
I think because he was... That's the heterosexual relationship that everybody thought she should have.
Yeah.
That's kind of like what the documentary came off as. Like, she stayed,
and then
she had a kid.
Like
so
Rock
then she's
Hudson
like,
and all them others, they all did the same shit.
Which I get, but the only thing is with Rock Hudson, I mean, Rock Hudson, It's kind of exactly the same.
They throw those things out there. Some people, like, they couldn't, quote-unquote, hide their gay...
Doris Day knew.
Yeah. So everybody knew, people had respect. They just kept it, don't say nothing.
Liberace fucking knew.
Everybody knew.
But we got to go to break. His name's going to punch me in the dick. The Ham Radio Show right here on the Unfiltered Radio Network.
Ooh, yeah.
What the fuck is this?
It's going to update, so click
I don't want
no.
that. Get the fuck out of here.
Schedule it for later.
Yeah. All right, hold on, wait. I got to pick a time, Danny.
Yes. A lot later than that. Go 10 o'clock.
No,
11.
Let's go 12.
Yeah, all right.
12:37.
Knowing you, we'll go back there in time and it'll restart anyway.
Okay, good, goodbye. That time is in the past. Who cares? We'll do a fucking
Isn't
later.
That terrible? And you can't shut that off.
No.
Eventually we will.
No, my computer guy told me you can't shut the... on Windows 10, you cannot shut off
the automatic.
No one gives a fuck about your Windows 10. I got to go to break.
Okay.
718-577-1389. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation about Whitney Houston.
No, we won't.
With everyone else. Yes, we fucking will. No, we won't. And we'll have Luck Suicide on, who is going to be at Caroline's with Josh Accardo, doing the social hours. So we got a lot more crap to get to. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words.
This is Ham Radio.
Gentlemen,
Uncle Eddie.
He may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lano. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant. Open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hi, I'm Paul Schaefer, and you're listening to Ham Radio.
The creepy shit, by the way, that Joe says during the break is amazing. You know we'll talk about Joe liking the Gap later.
I was talking about the Pope.
Yeah.
Wait. You like the Pope?
Yeah, he likes
Gap.
Yeah, don't interrupt. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. Let's get Lux Suicide on the phone. She's busy.
Nice.
Well, because she's going to Sirius XM.
She's a very busy person.
Yep. So, we gotta get her on the phone now, or we're gonna be screwed.
Oh, we missed
Foxy it. Lady. The Ham Radio Show, by the way, on the Unfiltered Radio Network.
All right. To an automatic
what
the
fuck? Don't that happen at the wrong time?
Yeah. What the fuck? Now,
I'll see you. I'm down on the push street. The button, man.
I pushed the button already.
Make it happen.
I like when it. Does it have to be exactly a fucking 6:30?
It is exactly 6:30. Ah, baby, listen
now. That's later than that.
Bro, remember, she doesn't pick up. She doesn't pick up like dick pics. So why would she pick up the phone?
Did you send her any?
No. Why would I send her a fucking email? Somebody would. She acknowledged that she's on the show today.
Yes. Perhaps she's stuck like in the tunnel.
Hello.
Or something.
I thought somebody was talking. People are playing shit, and I'm hearing fucking audio.
That's Sir William.
Oh, good job, Willie.
No problem.
All right, let's try it one more time.
Yep.
And then we'll see what happens. Let's see what happens here.
I'm enjoying Hendrix.
I'm glad that you are. Ow. Foxy Lady.
You had the song that would fit leading into the guest.
Yeah, we have Foxy Lady playing for the beautiful Luxie Suicide there. Lux Suicide? L-U-X Suicide, by the way. Don't worry, I'll get people to fucking...
She is one of the New York Suicide Girls.
Maybe she's in Texas.
Yellow.
Hi.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Lux Suicide finally on the phone.
Hey.
Round of applause.
Welcome to Ham Radio.
She's busy. She's probably at Sirius XM already.
I'm telling you.
God damn it.
Yes.
Are you? Are you at... I work there, so you should stop by my desk.
Yeah. It's the little one in the corner.
I'm talking to you from the lobby.
Oh, all right. Go up to the 37th floor. And leave your panties on my desk.
Yeah.
That would be great. Thank you. That would be phenomenal. You guys are going to be on...
I wear panties.
Okay. Oh. Then just leave an article of clothing.
Just sneeze on his desk. Yeah. He'll be happy.
Any moisture from you, I'm good with. That'd be okay. So Lux Suicide, by the way, part of the Suicide Girls.
No.
And we'll be at the world famous Caroline's in New York City on the 6th, right?
Yes, September 6th.
With Josh Accardo, friend of the show, Josh Accardo, who, by the way, can't stop saying great things about us.
Oh, yeah.
So I love that motherfucker. And I'm going to tell you how great of a comic he is.
Great guy.
He's a phenomenal comic. And hopefully we are going to be, I don't know who from the show now is coming, because I know I was just talking to Lainey. We were talking about the guest list because we're going to be attending because I think it's a great show. I think
Absolutely.
It's a great.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you guys are going to be there.
Yeah, and we suggest anybody that's in the New York area or if you're in the New Jersey area, it doesn't matter either, and you're listening to the show right now. Number one, what the fuck are you doing listening to this show? And two, it's probably just to listen to Lux Suicide. But if you. If you are in that area, you need to go. We were saying this to Josh when last week on the show. First off, you go to Caroline's. It's an amazing night out. It's Caroline's. Caroline's one of the most famous comedy clubs in all of New York City.
Absolutely.
That's the main stage. It's the big one. It's where everybody plays. So right there, that's in the heart of New York City. That's a great fucking deal right there. Then
I know, and I get to be on stage there. Like, how does that happen?
That's what I'm... Well, you're hot. That's how it happens. Oh, yeah, and you're talented and stuff, but you're hot, so that does help.
That's really my ticket. I'm not even a comedian.
No, you are not a comedian, and there's... I don't know. Are you going to be telling jokes along with Josh, or...
I'm going to be talking about my social media. So I'm going to be talking about all the ridiculous DMs that I get discussing, like, the dick pics and things like that. Basically, my life is funny. That's why I get to be on stage.
All right, so what's the over-under? How many dick pics do you get sent during the course of a day?
Okay, so it used to be probably one or two a day. And which wasn't terrible. But you know what? I got tired of it. So I started reposting the dick pics that I would get on Instagram on Twitter. So, and they didn't like that very much.
You say their name. You say their names. And call them out and say, like, "This is Eddie's dick."
Yeah, I used to shout them out on Twitter, and then they. I think the word spread amongst dick pic senders, and now I don't get many dick pics.
No, well, because we were talking about this last week too, also with Josh.
Sure.
And there's dick pic etiquette.
Yeah.
There is dick pic etiquette. Clearly dictates if it's an unsolicited dick pic, you don't send it. It's not that hard to understand.
Yeah.
You wouldn't flash a girl your dick in real life. Why would you do it on the? Why would you do it on the phone?
Yeah, Eddie came in second in the dick pic contest.
Yes, well, I lost because my dick supposedly is a nice looking dick.
It's very good,
but it's not as pretty as Hammy's dick was.
True, it was.
Supposedly Hammy, who was on the show, big fat dude, lost a ton of weight, but he's still a big dude.
Yeah.
Supposedly has a very nice looking penis.
Yeah. He has a picture of Clint Eastwood.
I guess mine was the good, bad, and the ugly.
But if someone asks you for it, then I think you should send it.
Well, no, we asked, look, we had a porn star on the show. We said, can we have a dick off? And she said, yeah, she loves getting dick pics. So I was like, okay, I'll send my dick. Hammy will send his dick.
Yeah.
And she judged. Many people do. We even had a bisexual on the show, Ian at the time.
Yeah.
Now we have bisexual Marcus. Quite frankly, a better bisexual. But bisexual Ian, he liked my penis. He said it was a nice-looking penis. So, yeah, we definitely win.
Yeah, you know that you're getting a dick pic, it's totally different. If it's, like, surprise dick pic, it's not cool.
No, and it should never be a surprise dick pic. I don't understand why somebody would send a surprise dick pic.
Yeah.
I can't even comprehend that. Like, if I were to flash Lux Suicide, first off, she would say, what the fuck is that? Then she would also go, like, she'd call the cops or she'd slap me or kick me in the dick or whatever. Like, it's basically the same thing. You're just showing your dick off, you know, to a perfect
Josh
stranger.
Josh and I talked about this.
Yeah.
Josh and I realized that it's all about it being seen. They know you're not going to like it. They know you don't really want it, but they just want to know that you saw it. So as soon as I open that DM, they win. They're the winner.
But see, I'm the opposite. I want you to see it, but I think in my head you're going to like it. See, that's my thing. I'm different. Like, I know it's not impressive. I know my dick is not amazing, but I know for a fact that I've gotten a lot of compliments on it. But it's not like I don't have a giant, like, I'm like Evan Stone was just hanging out with us in the chat room. Like, if Evan Stone sends a dick pic, he has to send it in sections.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a monstrous cock. Or
wow.
Cock craving Carla, who's in the Facebook Live suite right now, who's talking about all the black cocks that she gets. She's a fetish model.
Yeah.
And she gets all this stuff sent to her. You know, those are giant cocks. I understand why people send, like, if you have a giant cock, it's like you have to show it off. You're like, I gotta show you this. Billy, get over here.
I almost never get those though.
Yeah,
it's
always
usually small.
Yeah, you always get dicks like mine. That's
the
problem.
You get the short end of the stick.
Yeah, she gets the short end of the stick. I saw what Billy did. Hey, Billy, there's a horn for you.
Yeah.
That was good. Short end of the stick.
Oh, bad, Billy.
Get out of the room. Did you ever get a dick pic where you were like, God damn, that dude is hot?
You know what? I spoke about this with Josh also. I did get a dick pic that I was like, you know, this one's not bad. So what I did was, instead of sharing that one, I shared it with my gay guy friends.
Ah.
And we discussed it. We discussed the dick pic.
Now, what do you look for in a dick? Describe it like you're buying a car.
Everyone's different. You know, I like smooth. Some girls like veiny. Everyone's different. We all have different tastes.
So it's got do you like if it looks like it has fettuccine under the skin?
No.
Okay, so you don't like veiny. Now, you like perfectly smooth, or do you like an occasional vein? Because last time I looked, a lot of dicks have veins.
Occasional vein.
Okay.
I like the occasional vein.
I got a vein on my ball bag that it looks like the turnpike. I don't know if that helps.
Hot.
Like if you were looking at a map, Danny, and you would see a picture of the turnpike. You know how the turnpike has a lot of off ramps? That's what the vein on my bull big looks like. Just saying. Just throwing
you
it out there.
Spend way too much time looking at
you. Dude, I jerk off a lot because I don't get girls that look like fucking Luck Suicide.
There you go.
Who, by the way, you can see tomorrow night at Caroline's.
Yes.
And then after you see her at Caroline's, please go home and pleasure yourself. Just don't send a dick pic.
That's right.
To fucking her.
Yeah, but please do. Please do go home and pleasure yourself.
Oh, I'm dead.
That's all my pictures are out there for.
Absolutely.
If I wasn't dog sitting and afraid that the dog was going to lick my dick while I jerked off, I would so have jerked off today to you because.
Put down the peanut butter.
Well, the dog likes it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's chunky.
He's an animal lover.
Yes, not without a condom.
We use quiche once.
Right. Yes, quiche.
Thank you first.
Yes. We took a piece of quiche and shoved it in a dude's ass, and the dog ate it out of his ass. That's a long story. No, but seriously, like, the picture number one that Lainey sent, our porn wrangler, you're not in porn, so sexy chick wrangler today.
Right.
Lainey sent the picture and put it on the Twitter. That you in a really small, itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny red bikini. And by God, I would eat ice cream off your asshole. It's an amazing, she's amazingly hot. But then.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But then, I should be thanking you because I'm going to jerk off to you. But then, I go on the old Google machine and you look up Luck Suicide. And the picture that I put up on my personal Twitter of her, which I think might be a tad sexier. It's her in a little tank top. And little itty bitty teeny weeny fucking panties, along with her beautiful tattoos, which, by the way, only I think certain chicks can pull off the tattoo look, and you be one of them.
Thanks so much. I'm very flattered.
Thank you. I'm very fatter. The point is, like, a lot of chicks can't pull that off. I'm sorry. A lot of chicks think they're suicide girls. A lot of chicks do. They're like, oh, look at me. I have tattoos. You also have seven chins. Stop it. You're not one of the suicide girls. Stop it. Every one of the suicide chicks are hot.
Even as a tattooed person, I can say that it's not for everyone.
No, it's not for everyone. There are certain chicks that pull off the tattoo. Like, she got the tattoos dating on the rib cage.
I know.
And then the part of the ass cheek. Oh, my God.
Kind of like a sleeve thing going on.
Oh, I just want to lick every inch of your body. Oh, it's amazing.
There's another restraining order coming.
She's not going to get a restraining order. I'm allowed to go to Caroline's on the 6th.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully.
Yes, I encourage you to.
Yes.
I encourage everyone to.
Is it creepy that the show, by the way, is we're going to... by the way, Gina in the Facebook Live suite will never let me send her a dick pic.
Never.
I have flirted with Gina 9 million times. We have gone back and forth. I have begged her to show... I'm like... Can I please send you a dick pic? Because I just got to show you what I'm dealing with over here. You don't seem to understand. It's like when there's a nuclear reactor and there's a meltdown, Danny. You want to show the people where the accident is?
Sure.
Okay? I have to show Gina what's going on with my dick. I have to. Get over here. Look at this dick.
She doesn't want to see it.
She doesn't want to see it. Well, she just doesn't do dick pics at all. Even if they're never solicited from Gina.
She
never.
Doesn't want to laugh?
I just want to say, now, good laugh. You look at my white dick and you go, Like back black cock craving Carla, who's in our chat room, who loves giant black cocks. I would never send her my small vanilla fucking Tootsie Roll looking cock.
Well, Carla says dick shaming is her profession.
That's what. Well, she's a fetish fucking person. That's her job. Her job is to point at your dick and go, ha ha. Is that a clitoris? Like, that's her job.
What the hell is that?
What the fuck is that?
Are you kidding?
Like, have you ever seen it? Have you ever gotten
it? Is it cold in here?
Wait, here's a good question for Luck Suicide. Have you ever gotten a dick pic and didn't know it was a dick? Like, that's how small it was. Did you go, wow, this chick is fucking really turned on right? Oh my God, it's a dick. Oh, my God. That's the head of his dick. Oh, my God.
You know what? I haven't had that exactly, but I have had... someone sent me a picture that was totally soft, and I was like, why would you do that? What is the point in that?
Yet again, dick pic etiquette number two. If you're going to send a dick pic, never send a soft dick. Although I have sent one. I did send a girl once. It's sticking out of my pants, Danny, and like leaning, because I thought it looked exceptionally good. Like, I took a picture of it. I thought it looked exceptionally good.
It was leaning.
You know, like...
What, the Leaning Tower of Pisa?
Yeah, no. It looked like a building that was taken down by Al-Qaeda. It was just a... And it was just laying on my jeans. Ooh. Like, my boxers were open. The fly was open. The boxers are open. The dick is out. And it just flopped. And I don't have a lot of... Like, I don't... I'm not... Yeah, like that. Like Danny has normally. I don't have normally. So when it's fucking looking like it's like a flamingo that you pushed over... Like, you know how like a flamingo stands on one leg and you just go, and he falls? Uh-huh. That's what it looked like. And I sent her that picture and she did enjoy it. So I'm just saying, you have to, you got to chub it up first. If you don't chub it up, you're stupid. Never send
you
an
unchub. And it shouldn't be ashy either. It shouldn't be dry. Like, use coconut oil or something.
You hear that, black guys? Yeah. That was meant for the blacks in the audience. Pay attention. No ashy dicks. No. Billy, write that down. No ashy dicks. God damn it.
That one I'll remember.
Bisexual, where's bisexual Marcus?
We'll have him glistening from
now
on.
Coconut.
Bisexual, well, actually, Ash is in there, too, and he's, you know, he's got the name of Ash, but I bet you his is not ashy. But I'm just saying, so for our two black people that are in the fucking audience right now,
yeah.
Let me tell you that I can see, visually see, put a little coconut oil on your dicks before you send the picture.
Really?
But ask Luck Suicide if you could send the picture first. Yeah. Be like, excuse me, Miss Suicide. I was wondering if you would like a dick pic.
If people would ask, I might feel more inclined to say yes. I'd be like, oh, well, this is important to them, so maybe I will say yes.
Oh, God. Did you just
open listening?
Yeah, you just opened the fucking floodgates.
Yeah.
She just opened the floodgates.
It's like I was saying
with Paul.
Then my
friends and I will just sit there and judge penises all day. I mean, it might be a new activity, you know?
I think that should be a show.
Well, this is penis number one. It's kind of long and veiny, but...
Are you going to be showing dick pics during the show of Caroline's?
That would be great. She whips out.
No, I won't.
Oh, that would have been awesome. You put a PowerPoint presentation.
Let us here at the Ham Radio Show make a suggestion. Please. You have you and Josh Ricardo can host the segment. You have like the voice.
Yeah.
You have a chair. Okay. And you spin around and you look at the cock and you spin back. If you spin back a second time, you like the cock, okay? It's like a talent audition. All right. They put the cock pick up, okay? You turn in your chair. You look at the cock pick real fast. You turn back, right? And then if you turn back again for a second look, then we know you like the cock pick. If you never turn back around, then you explain to the audience what's wrong with this dick.
Wow. Is that like
we should pitch this to someone. This could really be a show.
I have so many shows.
I can see this on right after Jeopardy.
Right after Jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
8 o'clock Eastern Standard.
You could do it if you have headshots with the cock.
That's what the name of the show is, headshots.
No,
Danny,
I love it.
You win.
You could do the match game. Match the cock with the face.
Name that cock.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
That's the spinoff after the first season.
No, that's
goes
the
really
second
well.
Round. Second round.
Right.
Pin the cock on the guy.
Yeah.
Like, do you get like five guys at the show that are willing to take cock picks? Put the cock picks out, right? And then you got to match the cock.
That's a great game.
That's a good game. That's a good one, Danny. Yeah. Danny so far has headshots.
This is brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, let's see this on the 6th at Caroline's. Let's go. Let's make shit happen.
I'm going to have to discuss this with Josh later.
I'm telling you. This is a good day. First off, the show was Danny's idea. I'm not going to lie to you.
Sure.
Danny, take all the credit. I'm usually the one talking about dicks. Danny wants to play a whole game where we match him up with dudes.
Yeah, he'll volunteer his own dick pic.
And you can have and bring one of your gay friends.
Sure.
The gay guys can assist you in this. Like, they can come up onto the stage and be like, well, you see, that one looks like it's got a little pre-cum in it. And they discuss. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yes, Ash wants to know what the fuck he walked into.
I've been asking myself that for years.
Yeah. Bisexual Marcus wants you to know, by the way, that his dick is never ashy.
Never.
By the way, he also wants to ask if cock-craving Carla is a fucking squirter. I don't know where the fuck that came out of. And Carla, by the way, says yes. So, good for them.
Yay, for Carla.
Yeah, they just made a friend.
A little date going on.
I always here's another game I came up with. I want to get a bunch of squirters, yeah. Right? And you know the game, you know the clown faces at the amusement park.
Oh yeah,
that the balloon fills
God.
Up.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. I want to have the squirters shoot the little target, and then the balloon pops.
Oh yeah, that's hard. You have to get a small balloon.
That's what I want. Why you gotta get a small balloon? Who's that? Is that her right now in the lobby?
In the lobby, seriously.
Oh, what is she wearing? Hold on, are your tits out in the lobby?
Lainey.
Oh no, she got cool. Yo, yeah, your picture. You put a picture.
No, Lainey.
Lainey put a picture. You're on the Ham Radio Show in that serious lobby.
Yeah, my top. I'm definitely wearing lingerie.
Holy shit, your tits look amazing in that picture.
Thank you.
Wow. Good job, Danny. Good job grabbing the picture. Then good job, Lainey. By the way, kiss Lainey for us.
Yes.
Because that's
I definitely will.
That's a phenomenal picture. Mm-hmm. How big are your boobies? I got to ask, because we were discussing this, too. You don't have huge ones, but they look exceptional.
No, they're a B. They're a full B.
They're perfect.
They're perfect tits. Like, that's a good tit to me.
I'm a very petite girl. I'm very small, so I think they fit good.
Oh, I'd like to fit them. I have a ton of places I can think of.
Yeah.
I would love to fit them. Do you like the boobies? Do you like the nipples sucked on, or are you like a squeezy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I have big nipples, so they need attention.
Danny, please write that down. She has big nipples, please. Write that down, please.
I do.
Big nipples. Yeah. We're just making a little file that we have of Luck Suicide. So when we see her on the 6th, live at Caroline's, along with Josh Ricardo, when they hopefully play Pin the Dick on the Guy, that we, you know, we can go, I can scream out from the audience, she got big nipples!
That's right!
She likes them sucked! Can I ask another question? Why do we stop? Why does mankind stop at dick pics? Like, why doesn't a dude send an ass pic, like a bull bag pic? Why do we stop at dicks?
Well, maybe
I don't know. I wouldn't be mad at like nice six pack pics. Like that should be a thing.
Okay, so like you're okay with everything but the dick.
It's just but it's surprise dick. It's not like anything against the dick. It's surprise dick. That
it's
I'm not
anything
a fan of.
Against the dick.
What I have found though, most women actually want to discover it themselves, and you know they just don't want it thrust upon them. Like here, they want to.
What do
they discover it?
What are they fucking Magellan? Yeah,
pretty like much, a, yes. Yeah.
Discover it.
Thrust upon them.
No, but like one time I was sitting at a funeral home. And opened my phone to a dick pic.
Oh,
like you can't surprise these. And I was just my face was just.
Wow.
You know, I don't. I wish someone was there to take a picture of my face when this happened.
Wow.
There's some things that just don't work, and surprise penis is one of them.
I was going to say that mortician was an asshole.
I'm telling you.
Excuse me, Ms. Suicide. By the way, we have a little surprise for you on your phone.
Right.
This is going to make your losing your loved one a little better. Here's my dick. There you go.
Just in case you got nothing to do with it.
Just in case, just in case you're sad. Here's my penis. Yeah. So there you go.
I'll cheer you up.
Awesome.
How does it not cheer you up?
Yeah, really. You gotta get a giggle out of it at least.
But yeah, have you ever enjoyed like a dick pic? Like it just made you happy? Like that's a nice dick.
If it was someone I was dating, then yeah. It was someone I was actually like I actually knew them and we were on that kind of speaking terms and I'm like sure bring on the dick pic.
Yeah.
Did you see Tiger Woods' dick the other day?
I did. It's out there.
Oh
I
yeah.
Pay attention to this.
Well, I think they got rid of. I don't know if they got. We did ask this question last week because somebody then sent me all the pictures. He was with his ex, but his girl at the time, Lindsey Vonn, who's a professional skier, I believe, right?
Yes,
or a snowboarder or whatever.
Skier.
Hot blonde. And she has, there's a ton of naked pictures. There's also a video of her masturbating because her phone got hacked. So she liked to masturbate, by the way, in the tub. So they have all that picture. And then there's a picture of Tiger standing there and his dangling meat thermos. He has a thick dick. Oh, see, she laughed. She would enjoy seeing Tiger Woods' dick. What about celebrity
dick pics? I kind of want to see it now.
See, that's what I'm saying.
That's his best club.
Yeah, okay. I did say he has a putter and not a driver.
Okay.
Because it's not, it's thick, but it was like, it didn't look like, and I guess he was chubbed up. I don't know. He didn't look, it wasn't sticking straight out. And not to mention, he kind of took it like, he's just, like, it was the most boringest dick pic I've ever seen in my life, too. Because he's just standing there like a kid going into the first grade. Mm-hmm. You know those school kids where they put the picture up? It's like, my first day at school.
Oh, boy.
And they stand with their arms at their sides. That's what the picture was. He just was naked and his dick was hanging out.
That is kind of weird. That's boring.
Yeah, it's a boring dick pic. At least liven it up.
But it's Tiger Woods. I mean, what do you expect? I would expect him to be, like, long and skinny.
Well, because he's part black, but he's also part Asian.
Yeah.
So the dick has to cancel out eventually.
Contradiction, I
think. Right.
Yeah, because
you're right.
You're going to have the Asian, you know, the Asian persuasion, which is going to make it not a huge penis, and then you're going to have you're going to have the black thundercock, which are going to butt heads a little bit, and then that's what you get. So that's a Blasian penis right there. That's what you get. All right, so I know you gotta go. You gotta go do Big J Okerson, and who else is on Bonfire?
I don't know the other person on. I know it's Big J. I'm not sure who else.
Because I love Big J Okerson. One of the most.
I know.
He's fucking hysterical.
I was doing another show where he was supposed to be on. I never got to meet him, so I'm excited to meet him today.
Well, ask him if he'll send you a dick pic.
Yeah.
Because like I
have a collection of comic dick pics on my phone.
Do you?
That's great.
No, I'm going to start one.
Oh, yeah. And Big J is the first one?
You'll be the second.
I'm going to put it in my photo vault. I'm going to have a collection.
If you want me to, I will send you a dick pic. I just don't want you to mock and ridicule my dick.
All right. And maybe you could start it off then. Let's just do it.
Why I gotta start off? Big J Okerson just started off.
We know where we're gonna see this picture.
Oh my god.
Wednesday, September 6th.
At Caroline's.
On Twitter.
No. Oh, you're gonna put it on Twitter? That's mean.
No, I'm not gonna put it on Twitter because I know you now.
Yeah. She's okay, good.
Yeah. Tie a big blue ribbon around it. Yeah.
She'll put like a sombrero on it.
That's cool.
She'll Instagram the shit out of it.
Hide it with a sombrero. Yes.
Yeah, it'll have like puppy face.
Hide it with a thimble.
That's what I was gonna say.
It's
smaller.
Not. Look, my dick is. I'm a grower, not a shower. Mm-hmm. Danny's a shower. I don't think Danny does any more than what he's got.
Really?
Billy has the. Billy says his length is of a dollar bill. That's what we've learned.
Ooh.
Like that's all. Now, does it get bigger or does it stay there, Bill? And no answer.
I get change. I don't know.
No. I'm saying. Does it look like? Does it stay like at the size of a dollar bill and just get hard, or get bigger?
No, it grows.
Like when you were in the Jeep, fucking giggles.
It grows.
Okay, I'm just saying. So it's like a chia pet.
It's like fucking chia pets. It grows.
It's like pulling teeth from this.
You add water, it grows.
Yeah, that's it.
Joe, do you got a big cock or a small cock?
No, I have. I have. As a matter of fact, as I've gotten older, my cock has grown smaller. I don't know how that happened.
That's just called marriage.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Once you have marriage for as long as you've been married, it just starts to shrink and go inside.
It was a disastrous, wonderful cock when I was in my 20s.
Disastrously wonderful.
Yeah, but and now it's like, hi, hello, folks, like that.
Maybe if the beautiful Luck Suicide says it's okay, you can send her a picture of it.
I will.
That would be nice of you.
Yeah, in color.
I think you guys should. You should start off my collection.
All right, Joe, you go. Joe, you go first. You're 70, right, Joe?
73.
He's 73. Would you like to see a 73-year-old cock first?
It's very funny.
It's very funny.
I laugh every time I take a piss.
Wait, what happened? Billy, what are you fucking...
About the time.
I know, we're going to get off the fucking phone. Yeah. I know she's got to go. I'm about to say goodbye. Why don't you say, like, she's got to go? Why are you... This mouth thing when he goes...
Billy wants to secretly jerk off.
Do you want to send Lux Suicide a cock pic, Billy? Is that what you're trying to say?
I've never sent one, and I never will.
Well, you should. She's right now. She's in the Sirius XM lobby. She's at 1221 Avenue Americas. Uh-huh. Feel free to come by. Don't even send a dick pic. Just come by. When she's done with Big J Okerson on Bonfire on, I believe, Comedy Central Radio. I forget what channel number, the way. Yeah. But on Sirius XM, you can do that. Also, you can, if you want, you can leave whatever you want up in my office. That's fun. The panties, awesome. Your dress, that top you're wearing, whatever you want to do. Lux,
my pasties,
who is on?
I'm wearing pasties.
Oh, please leave your pasties on my desk.
Caroline.
I just want to smell those early in the morning. The beautiful woman that we're talking to, Lux Suicide, along with Josh Ricardo, will be on the 6th of September, live from Caroline's in New York City, performing the Social Hour, if I'm correct, right?
Yep.
Just want to make sure I got all the names right. Yeah. The Social Hour, and live from Caroline's. Get tickets, go to carolines.com. You can check out everything. Just Google Caroline's. Go to their tickets. You can get the tickets there.
Broken Tail Dog.
Thank you. Broken Tail Dog. I want to say Broken Dog Tail, but it's Broken Tail Dog, which is Josh's, I believe, company. You can go there and, you know, get everything, too. Just Google everything. Google Lux Suicide. Google Josh Ricardo. You will have all the information that you need. She will be looking at dick pics. Josh will be doing comedy. It's a great evening. It is this Wednesday coming up on the 6th, a week from today. When we go, we're moving the show. We're going to go to the show Wednesday, do our show. We're moving it and then doing our show Thursday. Just for you guys.
Yeah.
Because
thank you so much.
Because we want to go to the show. That's how good I think the show is going to be. So we're going to do that. Thank you, Lux.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I would love to have you, but right now you're busy.
I'll see you guys next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lux Suicide. Yeah. Round of applause, Lux Suicide. Have fun with Big J, all right, baby?
Okay.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye, Lainey. Bye. Lainey's in the back, like, just tell Eddie to get a phone.
What's
Jesus
going on over
Jesus
there?
Jesus fucking Christ.
What is he saying again?
I didn't ramble. I think I did exceptionally well for a chick I'm going to fucking jerk off to later. I think I did exceptionally well. Danny laughed when I said I wanted to smell her pasties.
Wait, before we go to break, Joe.
What, sir?
Yes.
Marcus is demanding a dick pic from you.
Demanding a dick pic?
You want?
He says, I demand a dick pic from Joe.
I don't have Marcus's number. Joe, no, no, Joe will send a dick pic.
I'll go to one of the porn sites and get like a real lunger to send.
Do you really want a 73-year-old's cock? Because I think Joe, if Joe can go to the bathroom right now.
Let me tell you something. I don't even want to see my dick.
Oh, wait. He can send it to Facebook. You're friends with Marcus on Facebook, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You can. I've sent dick pics on the phone.
Strap it onto this.
Oh, there you go.
Give you some wine.
Danny, send Marcus a dick pic. Just take a picture of Joe's face.
Yeah.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these dick pics and words. Yay.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Ham Radio will be right back after this. But first, here's your weekly sex tip from Dr. Deb Leno.
Here's a sex tip for you today. Don't have sex all the time right before you go to bed. The reason is because at the end of the day, a lot of people, and mostly women, don't want to have sex. They've already had their whole day, and now it's one more thing to do. So if you want to have more sex with your partner, if you want to have better sex with your partner, pick different times of the day or earlier on in the evening, a Saturday afternoon, a Sunday afternoon. Stop going to bed wanting and waiting to have sex with your partner because it will not be the best sex. So for better sex, stop having sex at the end of the night.
For more information on Dr. Deborah Leno, visit yoursexdoc.com and check out Eat Clean, Think 30 with Dr. Deborah Leno and Dana Myers right here on the Unfiltered Radio Network. Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
We want to see what comes out of your mouth. Call us, 718-577-1389. Why are you getting a new goddamn number anyway? Yeah.
Anything's possible with Commander Cuckoo Bananas in charge.
This is Ham Radio, and my God, it's so gay.
If you mean the old English definition of fun, enjoyable, and carefree, then yes, it's extremely gay.
I think they meant the other definition.
You're listening to Ham Radio. We're more than just TNA.
Are you very sure you're not homosexual?
Hello, everybody in New York. It's Tom Green. You know, I've kissed Pierce Brosnan before, you know, kind of. And I've had milk right from the cow's udder. Not sure why I'm telling you this, but there's no way I'd ever do either with Uncle Eddie. You're listening to Ham Radio.
I want to hear the loony loon. The funny, funny loon loon.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of MC Rawface and DJ Easy Rock.
Yeah!
Go, baby!
Come on, baby! It takes two! Come on, baby! Come on, baby! To make a thing go right! It takes two to make a head of sight! Come on, baby! The number! 718-577-1389! It is the Ham Radio Show! Mason, I came to get down. I'm not internationally known, but I'm known throughout the microphone. Come on. You're gauges. If you're contagious. What? Oh, dance time. Come on. Girls adore me. Oh, come on. Dancing. Fat guy's dancing. The reason why, man, I don't know. So let's go, cause. Woo! Yeah! It's the Ham Radio Show live.
Right.
On the Unfiltered Radio Network. Yeah. Let's see. Let's go to the phone lines. It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
Carla Kitty.
Oh, it's Black Cock Craven Carla.
Who the hell is that?
That's, I believe you know her as
what's
Carla.
Up, what's up, guys?
There you go. Carla Kitty, a.k.a. Carla Fors.
Yes, sir.
A.k.a. The Fetish. Are you a fetish model, or are you a fetish just like an S&M dominatrix? What are you?
No, I am a fetish model. Yes, I do live the BDSM lifestyle. I'm dominant toward women, but submissive with the right man.
Ooh.
So I'm also considered a poly lover. Everybody likes to talk about how much cock Carla gets. But
no, you like black cock.
Yes, that's my preference.
That's why you're black cock craving Carla.
Yeah.
I gave her that name, Danny.
Okay. What's those initials?
He did. You also missed the bi part.
You're bi too?
Yes.
Well, wouldn't you have to be if you're in that kind of fucking field? I mean, you're going to have pussy thrown at you. You're going to have cock thrown at you. Ooh. Of all different shades and varieties. So, I mean, you would think that maybe that you would be, tempted to maybe put your mouth on something. So, obviously, I would think that you would be bisexual as well.
Yeah. So, okay, everybody saw that I posted yesterday. I can't believe I did what I just did.
What did you do?
I submitted to become a porn star with Hussy Doll.
Yeah!
All right.
Everybody, I had a dude ask me how to become a porn star yesterday.
Oh, really?
So, it's like, it must be when the summer wind comes rolling in. They want to get freaky deaky. So you want to do just be like S&M porn and
fetish
porn
like,
or
no,
what?
DP with black guys, gang bangs. You know, put some women in there. You know, make them suck cock, shit like that.
All right, so
I'm a freak like that.
All right, so wait, rewind, black cock craving Carla. You DP. DP means double penetration. So you mean like two cocks in the puss? Or like a cock in the front door, cock in the back door. What are you talking about?
Either way. They can both be in the pussy or they can both be in the ass.
Have you had that? Oh, you had, wait, hold on. You've had DP in the butthole?
Yes.
You've had it in the nasty spot that makes stinks a lot?
Yes.
That's what you're saying?
Yes, I have.
You can fit two black cocks, because she is black cock rated Carla.
Yeah.
Yes. And we need to clarify something.
What?
Just because a girl can take black cock, even two of them in her pussy,
yes,
it does not mean that her pussy is gaping.
No one said you're, but we're on your ass, first off. Get off your, okay, your pussy's tight, blah, blah, blah. No care. Talking about your butthole now, because you just said you had DP in the butthole. Now, DP in the fucking, you know, the place that stinks a lot. If you're in your butthole and you got two, they're making a log flume right out of your asshole. You're saying your asshole doesn't gape?
No.
That's bullshit. No. I'm calling bullshit on that.
Should I send a picture of my asshole?
Sure. Please do. Send a picture of your asshole, self-addressed stamped envelope, to me here at the station, and I will look at your asshole. I'm sure your asshole right this very second is probably not fucking, it's probably, you know, like a time lock shut, because there's not a cock in there.
How do you?
Oh my God! We shit
that?
Out of that thing. We have logs that come out that big. Come
that's
on now.
True. That's true.
Is your asshole gaping?
My asshole, yes, it is. Okay, it is. When I fart, it echoes. Yeah. That's how fucking gaping it is. What I'm saying to you though is, if you have two big black cocks, fucking flying into one asshole. Okay.
Not all black cocks are that huge.
Well, that's mean to the black guys.
Yeah, that's a fallacy.
Yeah. Well, I'm quite sure. I'm quite sure, though, that the what's small to you, black cock craving Carla? What's small to you?
6 inches is small to me.
Okay, so I'm out. So let's just say, what 8 inches normal black guy cock? 8 inches.
There's some. I've seen a guy that's had like a 4-inch penis. As a black guy.
You know what we should do?
Six is too small. My personal preference is 10 inches.
Where, black cock craving Carla, where do you live exactly?
I'm actually located out of Omaha, Nebraska.
All right, Marcus, bisexual Marcus.
Get on the
you
plane.
Have a black cock. She has a butthole. Yes, so just like in Ghostbusters, she's the gatekeeper, you're the keymaster.
There you go.
Why don't you stick your dick in her butthole if she allows it? If Black Cock Raven Carla would allow
My husband used to say, I used to have this huge crush on Vin Diesel, and he would always say, Vin Diesel's gay. And I was like, he can stick it in my asshole. Well, that would piss him off.
let me tell you right now, bisexual Marcus looks like Vin Diesel if he was stung by a billion bees. And black. So I'm just saying.
But he has a 7.5-inch cock.
But he has 7.5-inch cock. It's built like a hydraulic lift. I'm making this up because I don't know about bisexual.
Sure you do.
I don't know about his cock.
Oh,
I don't know. Marcus, how big is your cock?
Marcus, I know he's watching the live. Marcus, send me a dick pic. Let's see how big your dick
is. Yeah! Marcus, send her a dick pic. Let's do this. Let's have dick pic-a-rama.
Yeah.
Fucking send her a dick pic right now. Please, I want a live on the air, Marcus. Please send her a dick pic. You can send it here. Everyone else will turn away. I'll look. I don't give a shit.
Let me put you on speaker.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Who's fucking... What is this? Who's this?
That must be Marcus.
Where the fuck do I sign up for this?
I lost Carla now. Hold on, Marcus. I got to hang up on you.
I knew you.
Marcus, talk to me via the fucking Facebook. All right, I got to get Black Cock Craven Carla back on here. Carla! Call back, Carla.
You don't have a hold button?
I don't have a hold button. I don't know. This is the newfangled fucking Skype. We'll get her back. Don't worry. I know she's going to call back.
Okay.
Just call back, Carla. I know you're listening to the program, so obviously she's, you know, there.
Yeah, we can play Name That Dick.
Name That Dick. No, well, she knows that it's Marcus's dick.
Oh.
There it is. This is probably her now.
Okay.
All right, hold on for a second. Got to make sure we can do this. Hey, Carla.
Yes, I lost you guys.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So, Marcus's cock was too big. Took out the phones. Listen, all right. So now he's going to, Marcus, send her a cock pic. All you have to friend her on Facebook right now, you moron.
He's already friends with me.
All right,
he's
good.
He's already friends with me on Facebook.
Take a fucking dick pic. I'm going to get Marcus laid right now.
Ooh.
Take a dick pic and send it to, first of all, Black Cock Craving Carla is very hot. If I were to have a black penis, she would want to fuck me.
Well, he'd like phone sex anyway. That's great. They get the phone sex.
Well, he gets some phone sex. Let him jerk
they
off.
They can Skype each other.
They can Skype each other.
I've had white guys be like, I'll paint it for you.
Wait, what happened?
I've had white guys be like, I'll paint it black for you, baby.
Oh, fuck, I would tan it. I don't give a shit.
A little grease paint, nobody will know.
Yeah. I would stick my dick out, you know, like
Joe,
in the
80s. Joe, I need a Sharpie.
You know the 80s when they had the thing that you unfold that looked like tinfoil and you put it under your neck?
Sure.
To tan?
Yeah.
I would put it under my ball bag just to get a nice glow so that you would think about even fucking
That's
it.
That's one way to get hot.
Damn right.
That dick is so hairy. It's got one eye
and two big balls. I swear to God, we're going to get Marcus laid. Marcus, please tell us when you sent the dick pic. I got a dick pic somewhere.
One.
Take a new one. Chub up right now. Jerk it off. Whatever you got to do.
Don't forget the coconut oil.
Yeah, make sure it's not ashy. Yeah. Black Cock Raven Carlo wants a nice fucking dick pic.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about because I'm a squirter, so I've never seen an ashy dick, but I saturate that dick pretty good, so I don't have to worry about looking at ashy dick. So yeah.
Now, by the way, squirting fascinates me. Let's get into that topic for a second.
Yes,
squirting
yes.
fascinates me just for the fact, the ability, the skill, the thing, the mutant power that comes out of this vagina. Is it piss?
You know, I actually had this conversation on another radio show. There are...
Is it the Howard Stern show?
No, it wasn't the Howard Stern show. It was some other stupid show that we're talking about.
Ah, take that.
Piss in it, but for the most part, no, it's more water. And you know that because when a girl squirts, it doesn't smell like urine. If it smells like urine, the bitch pissed on you.
Speaking of the Howard Stern
you
show, by the way,
extra for that.
Wendy the retard is actually in the chat room. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
Wendy the retard. Oh, Wendy the slow adult. Now they had to PC it up. So Wendy the slow adult. I still call you Wendy the retard because that's what you are, and I love you. All right. So now we got Black Cock Raven Carla on the phone. She is gonna hopefully judge Marcus's piece. Now, don't be too cruel. If it's not fucking, like, we want to get the kid, we want to get the kid inside of you.
Sure.
Okay? So we don't want you to fucking, we don't want you to make fun of his dick.
He won't send it.
Why won't he send it?
This is
I don't know. Is he commenting on the live?
By the way, Wendy.
Yeah, he is. He said he wanted to do it.
By the way, Wendy the retard said, hey, that's fine. Don't care. So we can call her Wendy the retard on this show.
Okay.
On Howard, she's Wendy the slow adult. Here, she's Wendy the retard. And we have Black Cock Raven Carla. And on other shows, she's just Carla.
That's because we're unfiltered.
Yes, because we are the Unfiltered Radio Network. And this is the Ham Radio Show. And that's how we play. Now,
right.
We're also trying to get a dude to fuck Carla, which is probably not a hard task. Because have you seen Carla? She is fucking rather attractive.
Oh, she's a good looking
she's
woman.
She's a good looking woman. She's a fetish model. She's about to get into porn, which is a plus. So we can watch her have sex. Billy, you know, instead of getting whipped by her, can actually just watch her in a porno whipping guys, which is good.
Sure.
Now, would you do mainstream porn or what?
You know, like I said, I'm pretty open to anything. Like I said, I'm bisexual, so. What, you know, whoever ends up hiring me, like I said, I submitted to Hussy Dolls. I haven't heard back from them yet. So if there's other companies out there that might be interested in hiring me, let me know. Hit me up on my inbox.
You need to go to like one of those open auditions though too, right? Like where they find all these. Well, they got them in L.A. They don't got them near you. I mean, you got them near the porn capital of the world. They don't have them. Where are you from again?
She's a
Omaha,
Nebraska.
Omaha.
Oh, she's in Omaha. Yeah.
They make steak in Omaha.
Omaha steaks.
A lot of beef.
Well,
it's corny here in Nebraska, but no pun intended.
Sure. Hi-ho, corny in Nebraska. You hear the deafening?
Not horny, but yeah, I mean, we can call me horny too, so.
how many times have you, like, you know, shoved a piece of corn in your vagina?
No, I don't do vegetables.
You know what you should do, Eddie?
What?
You should take Carla to the Bunny Ranch with you when you go in October.
I can't just bring... I love how you invite her. I can't just bring her...
Dennis said you could take anybody you want.
Yes, but not... Dennis also only fucking, as far as I know, sent one invitation, which is to me.
Invitation, because I've been watching his show and I've been an avid fan of his. I mean, shoot.
Well, you should write, right, Dennis?
Well, you could always get a job then.
Yeah, I was going to say, you should write Dennis and tell him that you heard about that, if you know, go to the bunnyranch.com. I believe it's dennis@bunnyranch.com.
Sure.
And write them and send them a fucking thing. They take applicants all the time.
Sure do.
And if you're bisexual and you just want some fucking pussy or some cock, they will help you out.
And there is serious money at the Bunny Ranch.
Okay. We have breaking news.
What's that?
Breaking news. Black bisexual Marcus has sent his black bisexual penis dick pic to...
Okay. Oh, here we go. Let me look at it.
Okay, here we go. This is live. This
Moment
is happening.
Judge me.
Nice.
All right, nice. Marcus.
Marcus got a nice on his dick. Very nice.
Oh, Marcus.
Would you,
congratulations,
now, Cinderella,
sir.
Would you let him stick his dick in your ass?
Oh, hell yeah.
Nice, Mark. Marcus, get to Nebraska. You got pussy right there waiting for you.
Get that plane ticket, baby.
Oh, my God. Marcus,
get
you got
to... Get there soon, because it's going to start snowing. You don't want to be there when it snows.
Her asshole doesn't snow? Oh, you mean Nebraska.
Nebraska, pal.
Sorry. You meant her asshole. I got confused.
I thought it was one of Nebraska.
How did you get hard? Were you, like, looking at one of my pictures, or what?
The interview process.
Yeah.
Now, I imagine... Because he's a black male.
Yeah.
I imagine also that bisexual Marcus, who is chubby, let's just be honest. I imagine, though, that when he wasn't chubby to begin with, Danny. That's what I imagine. Like me, I've been fat my whole life. I was fat sperm.
Okay.
when my father shot me out as ejaculate.
He must have been eating a sandwich.
Yes, I was eating a sandwich on the way out. That's so how thick I was, a big goopy load.
A hero, you know.
Yeah. My thing is this. I imagine that Marcus was not a fat guy. Behold, I imagine he was a somewhat decent built gentleman who then got chubby. Yeah. Because of lack of pussy, maybe depression.
You mean then you talked about not fat shaming?
I'm not fat shaming. I'm complimenting. Because you just said his cock was really good. So that would be a good thing. I'm saying that he's
not always about necessarily length. He's got a thick cock.
He's got a thick cock. That's what I have. I have a thick cock.
Oh, okay. He's trying to get brownie points. I got a thick cock. You wanna come see me?
He's got brownie points because he's brown.
Yeah.
That's not fair. I don't get whitey points. That's not fucking fair.
I don't discriminate. I like all cocks. Prefer black cocks.
Hold on for one second. I love how Giggles is the only one not liking this segment.
Oh, yeah. He was riveting.
We're trying to get Marcus laid. Giggles is like, this is riveting. Why? Because it's not about Billy not moving in with you? I don't know what the fuck to tell you. This is real life. I'm trying to get a bisexual guy to fuck a bisexual woman, hopefully in the ass, with his thick, meaty, black chocolate fucking cock.
Yeah, we're LGBT.
Make little Hershey kisses.
Make little Hershey kisses come out of her butthole. All right, let's say, wait, Marcus said, nah, I'm a chubby motherfucker. So, Marcus, you've been a chubby motherfucker the whole time?
Yeah.
So maybe his cock is just fat. Just a big, fat cock. I think that's
I
have.
One, all right.
How many inches, just by looking at it, do you think Marcus's cock is?
I'm gonna say 7. I don't. Am I wrong?
7 and a half.
I don't know. Danny, put him down for 7.
Seven and 3/4.
Well, I'm just saying. What? Wait. I couldn't. Black cock Herb and Carla was broken up there for a second. What'd you say?
I said we should make a poll. Like, how big is Marcus's dick?
Yeah.
Danny, I will. All right, she says 7 inches. I'm going to go 6.5. I'm going to undercut him. What about you?
Have you seen
7 3/4?
All right.
His dick, Eddie?
I have not seen. I will look at a dick. If he sends me the dick, you want to send me the dick pic? If he says it's okay, I'll look at the dick. I'll judge.
Send Eddie the pic, Marcus.
Marcus, send me your dick. I'll look at it. I don't give a fuck. by the way, Al saying that I am the uncrowned king of getting that wingman status. He goes, I need this. Come on, I'm telling you, get laid, motherfucker. I want this show to happen. I want bisexual Marcus to fuck black cock Raven Carla. That's what I want. I want, because she's open to it. Would you ever go to where he is?
I can't afford to go where he is. I mean, if I get into porn, maybe I'll fly out there.
Is Eddie staring at my dick? No, I'm not staring at your dick.
Not yet.
Did you send it?
Give him a chance.
Oh, fuck, he sent it. Hold on.
Marcus, go start a GoFundMe.
Oh, okay, wait, here it comes. Marcus sent the photo. Here we go. All right, Marcus, I'm about to look at your dick. Here it is. Here it is, Danny. I'm doing it. Ready? I'm pushing the button. Oh, yeah, he's got a fucking meaty cock there, kid.
Let me see.
You want to see his cock?
Joe has to. Now you have to send him one, Joe. That's the rule.
That's tremendous.
That's a tremendous black cock. Tremendous. Danny, would you like to see some black cock? Yeah. There you go. Take a look. It's got a big, meaty cock. Look at it. Oh, look at it.
It's great.
I think he has the panoramic lens on that thing.
Yeah. You got some fucking black balls, though, dude.
Well,
Jesus Christ.
What'd you expect?
By the way, Wendy the Retard says hi, Joe.
Hi, baby. How are you? Where are those naked pictures you were supposed to send me?
You want naked pictures of Wendy the Retard? She'll probably send them.
She said
just saying. Just throwing it out there.
Enjoy, Joe.
Enjoy, Joe. Yeah. I'm looking at the dick here, and I gotta say, he's got a bulbous head. It's a thick cock. He's doing well for himself. His dick is actually like every flavor of chocolate ice cream you've ever seen in your life. It starts off very light black, very light brown.
Oh, is that right?
Into like a mocha frappuccino kind of brown, and into a dark chocolate brown, and then into just fucking dark chocolate nuts.
At what point do you taste Marcus's dick?
At what part did you go into the sack of suds?
Yeah, really.
And he's got a veiny dick, too. Good job, Marcus. I look at the cock.
That's a little veiny. Let me pull
things. He goes, wow. Wait a minute. Now here comes a fucking proposition now.
Not Giggles, that again.
Giggles is asking Marcus if he'll put the picture up in the chat room.
You can't.
But you can't.
I know that because it's Facebook. But what I'm saying is, I'm going to ask Billy. Billy, can Marcus Giggles?
If she wants to see it, let her see it.
Giggles. Billy says it's okay. Billy, your fiance, says it's okay.
Boy, that Billy, he's a liberal guy.
What am I going to say? No. She wants to. She'll get it one way or another.
I'm flattered for a guy that doesn't get laid from bisexual Marcus.
There you go.
Yeah, you should be using that dick more often, is all I'm saying. You should really be, like, ripping some balloon
knots. You should be standing there, you know, at the corner just twirling it like
absolutely.
A little lasso, you know?
Twirling it what like a little lasso.
Fly open or something.
I'm just saying. Step right up, folks.
It's all about the D.
It's all about the D. All right, so Black Cock Craving Carla, I got to take a break, so I got to hang up on you if that's okay. If there is an update by the end of the program, mm-hmm. I want to know if you and bisexual Marcus, you guys should talk right now. Maybe set something up. Maybe he'll go to Nebraska.
Set up a GoFundMe so you earn money to
get this
out.
Man laid.
Marcus.
That should happen.
GoFundMe account so we can get me to Marcus so I can drain him.
Yes.
Or at least you guys meet somewhere in the middle.
It's a good
What's
course.
In the middle?
That's a wonderful idea.
If she starts going towards Marcus and Marcus goes towards her, what's in the middle, Billy? Come on. Be the GPS.
Detroit. I don't know.
All right. Both of you start
or
walking.
Chicago.
Yes. No. They can't. No. Hold on for a minute. They can't go to Detroit. Because then Black Cock Craven Carl is going to see too many black guys in Detroit.
And take too many
breaths. And then she's going to take too many up the ass, Billy. You're going to... Yeah, you're going to fuck it up for everybody. One black guy at a time. Let's make this happen.
Won't mind. He'll be like, come on, bring in more D for us, baby girl.
Can you get this done hopefully by Black History Month in February?
We'll see what we can do about that.
I'm just saying, because you got to raise money, so I don't know how that's going to work out. That's what I'm saying.
Well, GoFundMe account right now.
Giggles doesn't want to look at the cock. I'm sorry, everybody.
I see a Christmas present coming for someone.
Ah, it's his dick in a box. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, our new avid caller, Black Cock Craving Carla. Yeah. Round of applause.
Okay.
She's open.
Hey, guys. Love you all.
Love you all. She's open for a lot of things. She's open for the back door, the front door, whatever you want. DP, front door. She's going to become a porn star. And then when she's a porn star, maybe... you know, maybe that might happen. Maybe they'll get together that way.
Maybe when they meet, they can Skype in, and then we can watch them.
It's like a Dutch story.
Now, see, now that's more creepy than when I just looked at his cock. You want to watch him fuck. That's a little weirder.
I don't mind seeing Carlo getting married.
I don't mind seeing Carlo, but that's also bisexual Marcus doing the hippity-dippity.
I just seen his dick.
I just saw his dick, too, but now you want to see it in action. That's a little different.
We
will finish the psychology report when we come back here on the show. 718-577-1389 for everybody here on the program, plus bisexual Marcus's big black cock. We're going to take a break right now. We'll be right back after these bisexual and heterosexual words.
Ham Radio.
Stop, don't come back. You have to get on. We have so much time and so little to do.
Adieu. Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Doom-a-dee-doo. If you are wise, you'll listen to me.
We'll be right back as soon as we clear the stench from the studio.
Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, do you have problems in the bedroom? Is your marriage not working out for you? Then you need Dr. Deborah Leno. Dr. Deborah is bold, creative. She's a realist and a problem solver. Dr. Deborah gives you straight talk and straight answers about sex. She keeps it real by teaching practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody and at every age. Dr. Deborah Leno is a board-certified clinical sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker, and workshop leader. Her authenticity makes her a contributor to major news media outlets, including Cosmopolitan Radio, Playboy Radio, to global health news segments on CNN. She has also written for Cosmopolitan, Women's Day, Family Circle, and Men's Health, and more. Dr. Deborah Leno's practice is based in Delaware, where she is known as a Delaware sex doc. She has over 15 years of professional experience. Get the help you need and contact Dr. Deborah Leno by calling 302-476-9577, 302-476-9577, or visit yoursexdoc.com.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Don't go anywhere. Immediately following the Ham Radio Show's back-to-back episodes of Eat Clean, Think Dirty with Dr. Deborah Leno and Dana Myers. Followed by an all-new live episode of The Radio Freaks. All this and more only on the Unfiltered Radio Network.
This is Jeff Bridges, the dude.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
You are listening to...
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here, huh?
Ham Radio.
Yeah! Come on! DallasNovelty.com. Let me say it one more time so you know what I'm talking about. DallasNovelty.com. Come where, by the way, sex is for everybody. They want you to know that, and they want you to check out their amazing website where you can get anything your little heart desires, of course, along the lines of the adult entertainment world. All kinds of stuff. Fleshlights, vibrators, whatever your little heart wants, they got. DallasNovelty.com. And remember, if you're disabled, they haven't forgotten about you. The Crooked Cowboy, my boy over there, has not forgotten about you. Go to DallasNovelty.com and check out all the stuff for you guys, for the disabled. Because remember, Dallas Novelty wants you to remember that sex is for everybody. Sex is for everybody. All right, DallasNovelty.com. That's DallasNovelty.com. Yeah, let's go.
It's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley.
Rapper Nipsey Hussle spent the night in jail after parking in a handicap space that led cops to discover a slew of unanswered warrants. Fans would argue he had every right to park there due to Nipsey's ridiculously sick rhymes. Give it up for Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who donated $25,000 to help victims of the Houston hurricane. Winning an NCAA football championship, Johnson clearly has a soft spot, owing much of his success to hurricanes in Miami. Speaking at the MTV Video Music Awards, Paris Jackson delivered a touching tribute to her father and the late king of pop, Michael Jackson. As we all know, she gets her ability to touch people from her dad. Kim Kardashian's come under fire after a photo shoot depicting her in the likeness of Jackie O. Kim Kardashian would actually have more in common with John F. Kennedy, as based on her sex life, both of them have been shot in the back of the head.
And that's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Wrap-Up.
This next tune is from my dear friend, the Beastie Boys. Hit it, fellas.
Brass Monkey, the Funky Monkey. Brass Monkey Junkie, the Funky Monkey. Brass Monkey, the Funky Monkey. Brass Monkey Junkie, the Funky Monkey. Cooling by the lockers, getting kind of funky.
Come on now!
Me and the crew were drinking brass.
Richard Monkey. Cheese!
This girl walked by.
Cheese?
She gave me the eye. I reached in
what
the
kind?
Locker and grabbed the Spanish fly.
Woo!
I put it with the monkey, mixed it in the cup.
It's the Ham Radio
went
Show.
Over to the girl.
No, it's
yo,
not.
Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network.
I offered her a sip. The
Carla Kitty wants me, black heart craving Carla, wants me to,
the
monkey, she wants me to send her the brass monkey,
monkey,
718-577-1389, it's the Ham Radio Show.
This young lady, she's clearly in high school.
By the way, Carla just put her phone number out, which is weird too.
Are you, any
dangerous young woman.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
With this group, it's very, 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 very weird.
Fucking offended tonight.
I don't know if, like, she has to solemnly vow that she's not going to send it all over the interweb. I got to be able to trust, Black Hawk Craving Carla.
You got nothing to lose. You've sent them out before.
I've sent, dude, they're everywhere.
It's not what are you worried about?
I mean, I guess I could send
put a mustache on it and fake sunglasses. Nobody will know.
Hey, well, someday he might run for president. You
call it Carlos Danger.
There you go.
And send it out.
Senator Edwards.
Senator Edward here. Senator Uncle Edward.
I've got his dick right here. Show you what kind of man this is.
Well,
he ain't no Long Dong Silver.
Yeah.
No one calls her, so it's okay.
He has a past.
By the way, I would love to know what the fuck Wendy the retard is even talking about.
Well, I don't know.
I've been asked that a few times.
She's like, I miss Batman.
Oh.
She said that twice. I don't know what the fuck that means.
Maybe and Tony Batman?
And then it says, maybe. And then it says, oh, okay, what up, duck? Want up, duck? I don't know.
What's up, Doc, I guess.
What? I don't know. Wendy, call the show. 718-577.
Are you nuts?
1389. Call the program,
sure.
And we'll have Wendy the retard on. Why the hell not?
Okay.
If you want to call. I mean, they're obviously they let you on the internet, so they might as well let you near a phone.
Mm-hmm.
You might as well give it a little ring and ding and ding.
How's your phone?
Okay, wait. Now she's saying she promises. Should I just send? I'll just send her a dick pic. I don't fucking
just
care.
Do it. Get it over with.
It's not like I don't have dick pics. It's not
I'm
like I don't.
I'm sure there's many of them.
Ooh, that's. What do you think? Well,
that wasn't yours.
No, that wasn't mine. No, that's Nick just sent us. That's an awesome picture, by the way. It has Luck Suicide on the right and Bisexual Marcus on the left
that's
as
good.
A get Marcus laid. That's not who's laying Marcus though.
Oh,
Nick, I just want to bring that up. You by your,
that's a good picture. Wrong person.
Yeah, though. By your promotion, by your promotion, it's clearly pointing out that Lux Suicide is gonna fuck right. Marcus.
That's not true.
I think Marcus would like that idea.
It's Black Cock Craving Carla that has said that she would allow a good fucking from now. I guess we have to call him Big Dick Bisexual Marcus.
Right.
I think that's what we have to do.
Nick?
No, you're doing it all wrong.
Absolutely, he's doing it all wrong. I don't know. I just want to make sure. The pitcher, by the way, is awesome, though.
Yeah.
The pitcher's great. Yeah, you got to put Carla in there. Mm. All right, so hold on. I got to go to...
You'll have to do it again.
Hold on for a second. Now I gotta go find a dick pic and I gotta send it to fucking Carla.
Well, back to the old drawing board.
And then I gotta pick through all my dick pics to make sure that like I send like...
Do you have a special file on the phone?
I actually do. Don't fuck with me, I do.
I don't know.
Hey, Abbott! All right, so hold on. Let's go to the things.
Abbott.
All right, let me go here.
Mr. Abbott.
Okay, faggot, what's next?
Hold on, I'm sending a dick pic. Why don't you guys host
Come on, I ain't got all day.
Why don't you guys host the fucking show?
So, what?
So I want to send... I have that one. I have
oh,
one.
Oh, jeez, man. Just send one. Well, she's going to laugh at any
I want to send a good one.
Oh.
You have more than one? Please,
I have five dick pics on my phone.
He's got five a file.
Dicks? Because sometimes the dick looks great and sometimes it doesn't.
Why don't you send the dick pic of somebody else? You know, like...
I'll send a black one.
Yeah.
Even though I'm a white dude.
Like a 12-footer, you know, like somewhere.
Beef jerky time.
Beef jerky time.
Catching a tuna or something.
What?
Yeah, we'll send her this one.
Okay.
Yeah, send her that one.
Is that the one in color?
I wouldn't send that one, but, you know.
Why don't you send
that one? Go ahead, send that one. You think that's a good idea to send that one?
I'm sending it. Don't fuck with me, Billy. I'm sending it.
Right. It's a cow dick.
I think I sent it already.
There you go.
A horse pick.
Did I? Huh?
Look, did you accidentally send it to your mom?
Yes, I did. No. Yeah, you sent the photo.
Well, speaking of which.
It goes to everybody on your Facebook.
Yeah. It probably will. So
yeah.
Why did everyone see my penis?
I've been hacked.
All right, so she said she can't, she forwarded this shit to me. No, Marcus, you sent me the dick. I'm not sending you my dick. I'm not going to compete with your giant black cock.
Oh, send Marcus your picture.
You sent Marcus a picture of your dick.
You sent it to two gay men that bisexual men that I know of. Why is Marcus any different?
Who's the other gay?
I don't know. I'm just
one bisexual.
You sent Ian and I don't know.
One bisexual I sent it to. I don't think I sent it to a gay dude as far as I know.
Yeah.
Well, surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
It had to be that one guy that liked you. Why is Marcus different?
I don't know. Let me see. All right. I want to see if she answers. I can't. LOL, damn. LOL. Is she laughing at my dick?
Yes.
You sent that one?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Is it a bad picture of a dick?
Why don't you just send her all five and let her judge which one's the best?
Oh, yeah.
Here's the fucking montage.
Yeah.
It's a collage of cock. Enjoy it. I'm just saying. It's Eddie's dick.
And the winner is.
And the winner is. Marcus, because he's got a black one. So wait, we'll get back to this in a minute, because Billy brought up a good point.
I did not.
Yes, you did. Because he read the notes.
No, I listened to the pre-show meeting, but that's besides the point.
Yeah. I had this thing at my house, which I thought was kind of funny. The other day. No, I said funny.
A vacuum cleaner with good suction?
I want to put it on my Christmas tree, says girl.
What is it?
What do you mean the number? Wendy, the number works. 718-577-1389. Hold on for a minute. Because if Wendy the retard's actually calling the show, yeah. I'm going to let Wendy through.
Okay.
Well, why don't you click on the little comment thingy for me since
you're
where it says write a comment? Click there so I can put in the phone number for Wendy.
Okay, we did that, right? But she can do it again.
Yes.
One, you got to dial one, Wendy, before you do it.
Stop making me laugh because I can't think of the number.
577 1389, and then make sure she puts the 1 in front of it.
No, she dials like you do.
718 area code.
Yes, well, thank you, Joe.
Small details.
He won't send. He says he won't send you a cockpit.
What do you mean?
He Marcus says I'm right. It's what? Because he's black that you won't send him a pic.
Yeah,
no, it's not racism. It's just that I'm now ashamed of my cock compared to your cock.
Well, you might as well put it out there for everybody to judge. You already let the fucking cattle out.
Wait, Carly, did you get the fucking cock pic first off? That can we go from there?
Well, she's still laughing.
Yeah, she's still laughing.
Is she laughing at it? Let me see. Let me just make sure that I sent
it. Don't ever send one again.
Something's wrong.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger. Ooh. No, I sent it to the right person. All right, wait, let's see if this is, Yellow, who's this?
Hello?
Hey, is this Wendy?
Yes.
Hey. Holy shit, Wendy! Hi, the retard!
Welcome, Wendy.
Wow, a whack pack fucking legend, Wendy. Well, how are you, baby?
I'm doing fine.
Are you enjoying the program?
Yes, I am.
Oh, and how did you make a duty? It was so good.
Yes.
Wendy made a duty.
Would you like some pictures from Eddie? Yeah.
No.
Wendy, do men send you their penis pictures?
Yes.
Yes, and how many penis pictures have you seen today, at least?
About
20
of them.
Wow!
Wow! That's wow. Because you're
quite
a celebrity.
Busy.
Yeah, more
she's
than
a celebrity.
Probably more than
Cockraving Carla
is everything.
Yes, Wendy. 20 penises. Did you like any of the penises?
Sort of. Yeah.
Sort of. Yeah. Are you at Walmart right now?
No. At the McDonald's drive-thru, waiting for my dinner.
What did you get? What did you get from the McDonald's drive-thru, Wendy?
My fish.
Oh, Wendy!
No need to get choked up.
Yeah, you need a drink,
please,
Wendy.
Please,
did you
don't
get
choked up.
It's allergy season. Everybody's choking. Me too.
Wait, hold on, Joe. Don't interrupt Wendy when she's on a roll.
She's choking.
I know, but that's usually her best material.
Oh.
So at the McDonald's, Wendy, you can't tell me you only got the fish sandwich. You got a fillet of fish. That was it.
I got two fish sandwiches and a sweet tea.
Two fish sandwiches and a sweet tea? Is that going to make you poop?
Yep.
Yep.
Did you get a supersize?
Did you get a biggie?
Yes.
Yes.
No fries?
Yeah, what happened to the fries, no. Wendy?
I can't chew fries. I have no teeth.
Yes, Wendy, by the way, has no teeth, Joe. I forgot to tell you. By the way, Joe, Wendy, Joe has not ever heard you on the Howard Stern Show.
No, never.
So he doesn't know that you have no teeth.
Yeah.
Now, how do you eat the fillet of fish? You just gum it with your mouth?
Yes.
And it goes down? It slides down your gullet?
Yes.
Oh. Do you ever choke? You got to drink a lot of sweet tea to get the fillet of fish down your throat?
Yes.
Now, do you eat the fillet of fish and look at dick pics?
Yes.
That's what I would do too. That sounds like a nice, not
don't
nice.
Hate me 'cause I'm beautiful.
That sounds like a nice Wednesday evening.
A woman of few words.
Yes.
Yes.
She says yes a lot. Wendy, by the way, though, Wendy is a whack pack legend.
Ah. Right.
Wendy ruled over. She was a judge, Joe.
Oh, really?
Did you know that? She ruled over the high-pitch Eric Elephant Boy case.
I can imagine.
She,
Yes,
she did. And they gave you a whole bunch of McDonald's, right, when you did that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What did you eat when you did that?
A Big Mac and my breakfast meal.
Mm. What was your breakfast meal? Did you have McGriddles?
Yes.
Me and Wendy have the same eating habits.
I'm jealous now.
I know. Wendy eats very well.
Wendy.
Yes, I do.
Wendy, when you actually get your money sometimes that your mom gives you money, right?
Yes.
Yes, and then when you go into the parking lot and you kind of scam people out of money, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Remember the last time when you told people that you had you tell them that you have a kid, right?
Yes.
And that you're homeless?
Brilliant.
Yes.
That's easy.
But that was to help feed my family.
Yeah. Oh, but you also dumpster dive, right?
Yes.
I love Wendy, by the way. Wendy, I do love you. This is an honor, by the way, having you on my show. Wendy the retard, ladies and gentlemen, by the way.
I love you, too.
I love you more.
Oh.
I do. Now, Wendy, when was the last time you dumpster dove?
Around 3:30.
Oh, so you ate out of the dumpster today?
Yep.
What did you get? Yeah, what did you get out of the dumpster?
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken. Wow,
Good stuff. Wait, you gummed fried chicken?
Yeah, she gums everything.
Yep.
She's got no teeth, Bill.
With the fried chicken, does it go down better because it's greasy?
Yes.
Okay. Now, where was the dumpster that had the fried chicken in it?
Well, Colonel Sanders.
Winn-Dixie.
Winn-Dixie. So right behind the Winn-Dixie, they had fried chicken?
Yep.
And it was in the container or was it loose floating around the dumpster?
It was in the container.
Oh, so that's why.
It's like brand new.
Yeah. She's safety first, Joe. Sure. First off. We want to make sure that Wendy, when she's eating out of a dumpster, she's not eating like stuff that's just floating around that can make her sick.
Right.
You know what I mean? I want Wendy to stay alive. I love Wendy, right? Wendy, you love me?
Yes, I do.
And I love you.
I love you, too.
Billy, do you love Wendy?
Sure.
Tell Wendy you love her.
Wendy, love you.
Love you, too, Billy.
Aw, Danny, you love Wendy?
I love Wendy.
Aw.
Love you, too, Danny.
There you go. Joe likes you. He says he doesn't love you.
Yeah, I know. I love her. I love her.
Oh, you love her now? Yeah, Joe loves you now, Wendy.
Anybody who can...
Hello, Jody. Okay. I love you, too, Jody.
Thank you.
Aw, that's so nice. Wendy's an awesome person.
Wendy, how good are you at spelling?
Like a puppy.
I have a hard time spelling.
Who do you think spells worse?
So do I.
Joe is dyslexic. Do you know what dyslexic means?
No, I do not.
Okay, dyslexic means that he cannot spell a word because the letters get all jumbled up.
It means that
it pays to discover.
Okay.
Okay, so now, if I gave you a word, can you spell dumpster? Can you spell dumpster for me?
Yes.
Go ahead, let me hear you, baby.
D-O-M-M-E-R, dumpster.
Dumpster, that's exactly right. Joe, can you spell dumpster?
Fish.
Fish?
No.
I want Joe to spell fish.
No, I don't want Joe to spell fish. Joe, I want you to spell dumpster.
You really want me to spell it?
Yes, I want you to spell dumpster.
D-U-M-P-E-S-T-E-R.
They're both wrong.
I know. I don't have my spell check.
I think Wendy, by the way, Wendy the retard.
She's
more,
closer.
First off, yeah, Wendy the retard, more right. Wendy, you get a point.
Yes.
All right, so let's see if a dyslexic can beat a retard, Danny, in a spelling bee, a really quick spelling bee.
Okay.
All right, we're going to give you a word, Wendy, okay?
Why don't we play Islamic spelling bee? That's the better one.
All right, shut up, Joe. You don't get the help.
Okay.
All right, Wendy, your word is spelling. Can you spell spelling for me?
Yes, I can. S-E-A-P-L, spelling.
Wait, say it one more time, baby, because the phone broke up.
S-P-E-A-L.
Perfect.
Sounds
all right,
good to me.
Joe, I want you to spell. You're going to get a different word, Joe.
Oh, why?
Because Wendy just got that one right, so we want to make sure that you get yours right.
I think this is fixed.
Joe, I want you to spell throne.
Throne?
Throne.
Like I throw.
No, like Game of Thrones.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
So throne.
Thrones.
Thrones. Yes, you can spell thrones if you want. Oh, go ahead.
Thrones. Thrones. T-H-R-O-N, bones. T-H-O-N-Owns, Thrones.
Joe, you're wrong. Wendy's right again. Wendy, you got another point.
Another point.
Wendy's kicking ass.
Wendy, you're kicking Joe's ass. Tell Joe he sucks at spelling.
You suck at spelling.
I do. I know. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wendy the retard from the Howard Stern Show. Or Wendy the slow adult, depending on how you're playing it at home. Here on the Uncle Eddie show that we call the Ham Radio Show, she is Wendy the retard. And she's a whack pack legend, and we have nothing but respect for her. Wendy, do me a favor. Can you spell?
Okay.
Your word is ham radio. Can you spell
that? Okay.
Go ahead, baby.
P-E-A-L-R-A-I-D-O. Pam Radio.
Pam Radio. You are correct on that one. Good job.
Sounds right to me.
That was perfect, baby. Yeah. All right, let's see. Now, so far, she's been flawless, Billy.
She's good at this.
Flawless. Yeah. Joe has not spelled one word correctly.
But I'm sick.
But you're sick.
Yeah.
Joe, I need you to spell entertainment.
Entertainment.
Entertainment, please.
Entertainment.
Yes, please.
E-N-T-E-R-T-A-N-X-Y... 11.
No, no, come on. Be real, Joe.
Are you real?
Just because Wendy the retard is beating your ass and choking on her Filet-O-Fish.
Well, I don't know. You really want me to spell it?
Wendy,
drink sweet tea.
Yeah, Wendy, drink your sweet tea, baby girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, baby. I don't want you to die on our show because then Howard's going to be mad at me.
The world.
Okay.
I want Howard to be happy with me. I don't want Howard to be
mad
at me.
I know that.
You know what, baby?
I know I want Howard to be happy. I know Howard don't want me to die choking.
Yeah, he wants you. Howard wants you to live.
That's right.
We want you to live.
We want you to live.
Sure.
We want you to dumpster dive. We want you to live. We want you to beat Joe at spelling.
That's right.
And
well, I'll be honest with you. I'm more healthy than High Pitch.
Anybody's healthier than High Pitch. Mm-hmm. But you're definitely better than High Pitch. You're definitely healthier as well.
Yes.
Because High Pitch is just a big ball of fat, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he doesn't move around much like I do 24 hours a day.
Yes, you have the strength to climb into a dumpster and scavenge for food, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, let's see High Pitch do that.
How tall are you? How tall are you, Wendy?
Wendy, how tall are you?
I'm 5'5".
Oh, yeah. 5'5".
Pretty tall.
That's a pretty good
hole
to get
into
some of them dumpsters.
Damn right. She does. She's like
a gymnast. You got to spring up.
A lot of people don't know this. Wendy, you were on American Ninja Warrior, right?
Yes.
See?
Really?
She has the skill and the ability, Joe. She practiced dumpster diving.
She climbed the wall?
She did. You made it all the way to the finals of American Ninja Warrior, right, Wendy?
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
See?
Wow.
So it's kind of rigged because she knows that she can do that. So.
Yeah, but how do you wear those leotards? You know, so.
She's got a very nice body, Wendy, right? You got a very nice body?
Yes. I do got a nice body.
You got nice boobies?
Yes, I do.
You're a little sexy jungle cat?
Yes.
Yeah, see? Wendy knows what she is.
And I'd like to report a great set of tits.
That's right. Wendy's tits. I'm telling you right now.
Wow.
Wendy, you play with your titties?
I'm impressed.
Yes.
Good girl. That's what you do. You little dumpster dive, play with the titties, have some Filet-O-Fish. You call it a day. Good job.
Yes.
You beat Joe today. Round of applause, by the way.
Yeah.
For Wendy the retard who beat Joe in a spelling bee. Very, very fast spelling bee.
Yeah.
And Wendy dominated because that's what she does. Wendy dominates.
That's right.
Good job,
yes,
Wendy.
I do.
All right, Wendy, I'm gonna let you go now and enjoy your dinner, okay?
Okay.
All right, Wendy. I love you, Wendy.
I love you, too.
I love you more. Wendy, throw me a kiss. How's she hung up?
Bye.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh. Do you realize that we just had on a Howard Stern Whack Packer?
I feel sorry.
This has been a fucking amazing show.
I threw the spelling bee.
Joe, were you telling me that there was debauchery and shenanigans
on
this program? You threw the fucking game, Joe?
Yes, I did.
Wow. I am shocked.
Thanks
for your support.
I'm a charitable person.
You let Wendy the retard, a.k.a. Wendy the slow adult from the Howard Stern Show,
yes,
think that she was just a flawless speller?
Let me tell you.
I didn't check.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't.
I did not check my paperwork here. So I did not know if she was spelling the words incorrectly or not.
Oh, she was
and you're saying
and you're wrong.
And you're saying that you spelled, you just threw the game,
wait,
Joe.
Wait, she did spell a word right, but
which
it wasn't
radio.
The word.
No, it wasn't the word. No,
it wasn't the word radio. That it wasn't the word she was giving, but what she spelled was a word.
Yes, we gave her ham radio. She spelled Pam radio.
Oh. Right, that was something else she gave, and she spelled out steel. So it just wasn't the word. She spelled that word correctly. It just wasn't the word she was given.
Giggles is asking, why is this woman eating trash?
Well,
she literally dumpster dives. She has been told by Howard not to do that. There's Wendy right there.
Yeah.
She's listening to the show as we speak. She knows that she shouldn't dumpster dive because they told her not to. You can get sick by doing it. But
right.
She believes she's feeding her family, and she's doing a good job.
Well, you know,
and if she...
Well, where
and,
did she get the money from McDonald's, then?
From scamming people in the parking lot, and also
right.
from her mom. Then
and
you pay
it's
that
McDonald's.
Dude, she one time told people that she her child was without food. She didn't have the baby with her at all. She's just walking around parking lots, and she makes a buttload of cash. Wendy knows what she's doing, Joe.
My cousin Jackie used to do the same thing.
Yes. What a provocative show. Well, or productive show. Sorry, said Marcus. Yeah. Just so you know. So we not
That's
only...
because you're getting laid.
Can can I just bring this up? We've had Cox on the show. We had Lux Suicide. We had Black Cock Raven Carla. We had Wendy the Retard. This has been a big fucking show today. Yeah. Next week, we're moving the show to Thursday just for one night.
One night.
Because we're going out to go see Lux Suicide and Josh Ricardo. If you're in the New York, New Jersey area, that's the wrong button, Danny. Yeah, please check us out.
Try to remember that.
But... on Caroline's. You got to go there. Danny just threw off the ad. We were in the middle of doing it. Josh Ricardo, Lux Suicide, this Wednesday coming up the 6th. Right. Caroline's. Check it out.
Get there early.
So listen to the show next week on Thursday.
Thursday.
Don't
forget.
All right, remember, also, free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up.
What?
And remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken, make sure that Wendy didn't find it in the dumpster before you fuck it, because that's her dinner, asshole.
And DP it.
And DP it with Carla right in the old balloon knot. Until next week on a Thursday, remember, AMF, my friends, adios, motherfucker! Yeah!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on unfilteredradionetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.